Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. We got a big show for you today. Smash that like button, and let's get this party rocking.
That's pretty good, but try it like this. Donut.
Is it better to be loved or feared?
That's a good question. I would rather be feared. Fear lasts longer than love.
Machiavelli is the first political thinker of the Christian era who systematically analyzed the requirements of power and survival.
My name's Jason Johansson, and I'm the homicide lieutenant with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And my goal here today is to walk you through our investigation and what led us to the indictment of Dwayne Davis, also known as Keefe D, for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Yo, let's go. We got a big show for you tonight. Hello, everybody. We are streaming on Friday night, Shabbat Shalom. And a lot of people are out at the bar right now partying. So there might not be a lot of people in the room, but if you share the video out, they might come home and get some wild information because October is going to be wild. I mean, everything's wild. And I know I always say something strange about it happen, but October definitely seems like something strange is going to happen. And we're going to start it off with this astrological alignment called Ketu, the Ketu conjunction. There is a pattern recognition that when this happens, which is going to happen on the 3rd, that markets seem to crash. Not all the markets, but certain markets seem to crash. Let me play that clip real quick. Here is Ketu. Ketu goes into Vedic astrology, and Ketu will align with Mars in Libra. The conjunction of the Sun, Ketu, and Mars happened December 5th, 2021. December 2021, the stock market crashed 60%. The Mars-Ketu conjunction in February 2020. In February 2020, the stock market crashed once again. Mars and Ketu, deadly conjunction of the two warriors in 2018. And in 2018, crypto crashed 80%. And this is happening again October 3rd. I don't know, it's pattern recognition. Pattern recognition, that's what we're looking for. In that last one in 2018, it didn't happen at that exact moment, but the same year as this, I guess, happens every 2 years or something like that. So it's something to look out for because October is full of surprises. Friday the 13th will be going down. Plus, we got that emergency text alert happening, right? What's up with that emergency text alert? And shout out to everybody over on the Patreon. We got a ton of new content up there, which we're going to go over tonight. But you can get it early access, and it's a great way to support the channel or just smashing the like button because we've been covering the secret society of juggalos. Yes, Drake wearing the hatchet man, Post Malone wearing the hatchet man. We dive in deep on this topic, Occult Decode Volume 1. This is a big video. I'm going to keep on building onto it as I've been the biggest juggalo of the entire world for a long time. And my mom was a deadhead. And look at the similarities to the Hatchet Man and the Grateful Dead. And knowing about the Grateful Dead connection as well to the CIA and doing drugs and all that and pushing that whole thing to society, right? Music influences society, and who is the biggest rapper ever, right? At least in the 90s, in the 2000s, it was Eminem, who's B-Rabbit. And I've been connecting B-Rabbit, Eminem, and ICP, Dark Lotus, to the two magicians of the Moonchild, talked about through Aleister Crowley, of the two different magicians who were fighting as Aleister Crowley was kicked out of the Golden Dawn. So he went to the Memphis Rite, where they are, you know, doing the real sex magic. There's 96 degrees. And this Tupac news is being released right now, as you can see right here, saying that they found the killer of the 96 murder. Tony Bennett died this year at 96. 96 is how many degrees are in the Memphis Rite, and backwards at 69, which goes into the egg rituals. A lot of occult stuff is happening here. And look, the Vegas Police Department, look, it's got the 50 right there. The 50th year of hip hop, the 50th, the Jubilee after the Shemitah, the 50, the 50th state, Hawaii, catches on fire right around the helical rising. All this is ritual. That's why I'm looking out for 50 Cent. But this is the 50th year of the LVPD. And I'm from Las Vegas. So these events that happen in Vegas on the 32nd floor, there's 32 pathways that Aleister Crowley got into. It goes into mysticism because the occult and the secret societies, they practice witchcraft and magic on a spiritual plane. And doesn't mean that all the stuff that they do and the symbols are evil, but these people that want control and power and all that, they definitely do nefarious acts and whatnot. So we're looking out for this. Now, 50 Cent's killer, they're saying, is arrested. That's what they're saying right here. They're giving that police update of the 96. That's ritualistic and showing this guy. And this is just like breaking news right now. But that whole 50 thing is crazy as I'm looking out for 50 Cent. But Eminem, he does these rituals on the world stage, pushing Vicodin on the album, pushing a certain culture, because music surrounded by symbols charges the container of the society into a physical frequency through cymatics, but even on the mental plane, through the spiritual plane, things are also happening. And you can see right here, there's the bunny and the moon. This is how we were accurately able to predict that 2023, the year of the rabbit, there was going to be alien disclosures, which there is. Now, here is the bunny, Slim Shady, B-Rabbit, with the moon child. And he dissed ICP publicly, which made them more famous in a sense. Now, he even did this most recently, if you're not into that story, with Machine Gun Kelly. He did the humiliation ritual of dissing MGK, and MGK got awarded and wore the women's clothing. The humiliation ritual of getting dissed by the master, which would have been Eminem, and MGK. And MGK, he'd been performing at the Gathering of the Juggalos as well. So there's this big connection that we are connecting all the dots right now. And I'm doing that over on the Patreon, adding it all together, then it'll be out to the public because it is a wild weave of information. So the Moonchild story, written by Aleister Crowley. You know, Aleister Crowley's the guy who says, "Do what thou will," that Jay-Z wears on his shirt, "Do what thou will." Well, he got that from the early establishments of the Illuminati, in a sense, if you want to go back to the assassin order of Hassan Asabi, who said everything is permissible. That's where Aleister Crowley got it from. And the Illuminati based their mysticism off of the assassins. And coincidentally enough, ICP has a song that the Ghetto Boys made called Assassin. So, you know, I'm looking into all this. It's a deep topic, but this book, The Moonchild, is about a group, a magical war between a group of white magicians and black magicians. And I believe that was the storyline of ICP versus Eminem. If he is the Moonchild under the moon, the bunny on the moon, well, ICP has a song, F you and the moon, you know, so I've been doing some crazy weaving, and, you know, I've been down with the clown since a little kid, and my mom used to take me to the concerts. So I know every little thing about ICP, and here's Moon Glorious. And this is just how I look at the symbols. I just follow the symbols And I'm looking at Moon Glorious. I'm like, okay, it's a moon and a star, a five-pointed star, which is Sirius or the Masonic Blazing Star. And I was like, okay, well, that's the Shriners. They got the moon and the five-pointed star. And then I just keep going. Like, I don't know if there's a connection there, but it leads me to the Shriner clown. So I am definitely following the symbols here on the channel. It is a language as well as English and whatnot. And speaking of Moon Glorious and the moon and the bunny on the moon, we are coming up tonight. Actually, we're not even coming up. We're at a full moon right now. The last super moon of 2023 with the 3-2-2 backwards right here. Yeah, there's going to be some skull and bone stuff going down next month. Because Yale University, where Skull and Bones is located out of, will be celebrating its 3-2-2 year, coincidentally enough. Everything is lining up with huge rituals connected to the Knights Templars. Now, here is the Harvest Moon happening now. The moon makes people go crazy. You can see a little bunny on the moon as well right here. Right there. Where's the bunny? Look at that little bunny right there. Bunny on the moon. And that's happening right now. People go crazy on the full moon with the water. Now, we're almost passing, surpassing the 1,000 mark. Every time we pass 1,000 people on the live chat, I'm going to kindly remind everybody to smash that like button, please, and thank you. Because it does help out with the algorithm. So all the drunkies will come home and they'll be able to see this video. Or if you're a good person and you go to sleep on time, you'll wake up and hopefully see this video. So October is full of surprises. October 3rd, this Ketu conjunction will happen. We just played a clip of Ketu conjunction and how it's related to markets collapsing. The markets collapse during this time, and it doesn't mean all of the markets. It means just one asset class and everything gets put into another asset class. So you see a rise and fall of certain things. And also, we got October 4th, the emergency text alert about to go down. What is that all about? I mean, that is super sketchy. The last time that happened was on the Helical Rising and with Hawaii. October 9th, the 3-2-2 year at Yale, which has been in existence longer than America. The corporation has been in existence. Friday the 13th, the exact day. Friday the 13th, the Knights Templars were all rounded up. And then the 14th, we're going to have the eclipse, the portals to power happening. The X, the crossbones over the four corners. All this four corner symbolism all throughout the year, all throughout the music industry. The four portal symbolism of earth, air, water, fire. Right after, I mean, there's going to be some skull and bone stuff going down. But we got a big show for you today. I mean, we're going to get into alligators and Trump using alligators for chaos magic. Yeah, I mean, we go get crazy over here. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get wild. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, giving me shout outs and hitting me up. Shout out to Jacob Israel. We just passed the 1,000 mark. So smash that like button. Let's see 1,000 likes up in this piece right now. We got a big show. Shout out to the Truth Mafia. We're going to be doing a podcast tomorrow with a group of smart, wicked smart people going over They Live, which is going to be very interesting. Oh, and it's Mars Pop's birthday. Everybody, let's say happy birthday to Mars Pop. A lady was killed by an alligator in Florida. So there's all this alligators all up in the news right now. Memes, Instagram, alligators everywhere. And Trump just posted a tweet of the alligator. This is him tapping into the mental plane using the chaos magic like what we see with the frog and all that. So we're going to get into that as well. So let's get into the strange news and phenomenons. We've been talking about Mountain Dew, covering how Code Red Mountain Dew was priming for the 2001 Homeland Security alert tests, right? The alert system of Code Red. Well, Code Red Mountain Dew came out prior to that in the same year. And Mountain Dew has this one called Major Melon, which is the M&M, which is the 33 as well. You even see an M&M at the Georgia Guidestones, part of the cubes, as the fifth column broke down. So a lot of people say that that is the fifth column of people trying to go against the certain secret societies. I don't know. It was built on 322, and it is the Malthusian cult of population management. And that is exactly what the cell phone is doing. The cell phone is population management, because they're going to track everybody who is a transhuman. And you are a transhuman if you have your phone, because that's pretty much it. But we are entering the metaverse, and there's some predictive programming with the metaverse. But here is Major Melon Mountain Dew. It's pink. Now, there is an element that is highly combustible called cesium. And we're going to show you this here in a second. This was a Patreon video. I'm going to play a clip of it. Cesium is pink. It makes a pink flame a lot of the time. But look at the guy's hat. It is the Masonic compass. The commander has got the Masonic compass. Wow. Kind of spooky. Because we see the predictive programming with the pitch black. For a blackout, you got the little satanic hand sign right there, which we covered. And you also got the penis right there. Yes. And the water dripping on it, which is subconscious for arousal. And it's also could be like some hips or whatever right there. But yeah, I mean, that might sound crazy, right? But it's not. This is what's going on. And shout out to Jacob Israel, as he broke down even the new sickness is called Parola, which means penis. New sickness is called Parola, which means penis. The new sickness is called penis, technically. Here's an old picture of Parola. Congress, right? You got your Congress in Washington. Congress also means sexual union. Just like rock and roll means to have sexual intercourse, to move back and forth, rock and roll. And the Oval Office is the womb, and this is the phallic. It's all sacred sexual symbolism. And we got The Rock in the news for his Maui stuff, right? And his name is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, The Rock Johnson. Well, Johnson is slang for penis and The Rock. So it's a hard, you know what? Hard Rock Cafe. Look at that. I had to end it with the Hard Rock Cafe, because that is straight occultist right there. The Memphis Pyramid, that's 322 feet high. Now they changed it to 321 feet high. I don't know what that's all about, but it's 322 feet high. It's a Bass Pro shop. That's why Pete Davidson be rocking that Bass Pro. You know, then have you noticed other people in this simulacrum be wearing the Bass Pro shop? Like it's a cool, trendy thing, because that's the power of the celebrity. The celebrity is a mystic that is watching you. The billboards are watching you. You're not looking at the billboard. The television they live is watching you. You're not watching television, and it's implanting ideas into your head. This is how the simulacrum works. So you will imitate. Because we, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. And we're going to do it like they did up on the Discovery Channel and imitate. Because that's what mammals do, is we imitate what we see. If you hang out with someone, you're going to start doing what they're doing, because that's some mammal stuff. But we spiritual mammals. And this is why John C. Lilly probably be studying the mammals up in the ocean. Because of the similarities to humans and the people up in the ocean. So that's some Mountain Dew stuff, and there's more to it with this pink, green. This is the flag of Newfoundland up in Canada, which is the northeast part of North America, the most northeast part of North America. And if you know something about rituals and cornerstones, the cornerstone always faces the northeast side. for the summer solstice. So I always look for a ritual to go down on the northeast side, but you know, I'm looking at Newfoundland now. I'm play a clip from the Patreon talking a little bit about that. Color coding of it is pink, magenta, magenta, green, which goes into a flag of Newfoundland, which is the northeast corner of North America. These ancient structures and Masonic buildings, the cornerstone is facing the northeast, going back to the ancient days. I'm sort of looking out for the northeast of North America, as it is all connected. We create these lines in our head. Now there's this element called cesium. I might be pronouncing it wrong, cesium, and it's highly combustible. And when it combusts, it makes a magenta flame. So when this element touches water, combusts, and it makes this magenta flame in all these videos. This is them throwing it on a wet wall. So you can see the magenta flame as I'm looking into this Mountain Dew. Is there some predictive priming for this? Yeah. So that's what I'm looking out for, that element cesium. And other channels have been talking about this and connecting it with the Teletubbies. Yeah. I think that's crazy. And that video I put up on the Patreon a little bit ago. So make sure you go watch it. It's all fresh content up there. But we are about to receive this message alert on the 4th, right here, which I believe it is the count, everybody. It is a census of the population. There's a lot of other things that can go down. John McAfee talked about this text alert before. The last text alert happened on the helical rising. Now, the helical rising is what America is based off of. This is when the flooding of the Nile happened. America is based off of the helical rising and the day centering upon it for rituals in the star system, Sirius, the five-pointed star. And this is when they last did the presidential text on August 11th. And I've been talking about it since that day that they were doing it and connecting it with the helical rising. Lucky years have gone by and I got to do even more research on it and see how important this time frame is. This is what 4th of July is based off of and all of this. And John McAfee, he wrote about the presidential alerts. He said they're capable of accessing the E911 chip in your phone once this alert goes off, giving them full access to your location, microphone, camera, and every function of your phone. This is not a rant. This is from me. Still one of the leading cybersecurity experts. Wake up, people. Oh, he did it on October 3rd. Interesting. That's when the Ketu conjunction happens. You know, I worked for Christopher Green for 10 years. And if you remember his old videos, I was editing them. You know, I was making them all sick and dope. And one thing we both learned with the news cycle is that there's lulls in the news because his was about the news, right? And there was some days where nothing was going on and it was super boring. And usually when that happens, it was like every time that happened, I'd be like, yo, something big gonna happen because of the lull and something huge does happen. And I do feel like there is a lull. And we got BitBoy Crypto, right? He was calling out some big names that I've been actually researching with Illuminati celebrities.
I am live streaming from Carlos's house. I got to keep looking over my back. I thought this is the guy that killed people. That's the guy that killed people. Where is he at? Here I am telling the whole story.
Yeah, this gets crazy right here because this guy has the biggest crypto channel on the planet. BitBoy Crypto. Plus, he said he was a juggalo, so whoop whoop. And he was going after Illuminati members like Bankman, right? The banking rituals. And people got into his company and stripped it from him. And so there's all this gossip and stuff going on. And I believe they're doing this on purpose because they want everyone distracted and not looking at certain things, because even in Chase Bank is banning crypto transactions. So a lot is going on, and he even predicted that Bitcoin would hit $322,000. $322,000. That was his prediction. So I've been looking at him a lot, and he said that he was going to do an interview with Rice Crypto. And shout out to Rice Crypto. Rice Crypto is my homie, and he interviewed John McGaffey 7 times. So we're going to get him up on the channel, and we're going to ask him about the economy, because I don't really know much about the economy, but he does. I just know it just hit that $33 trillion mark. The 33 is always all over the news in the big headlines. This is how I know numerology plays, when it is big headline news, not just like little tiny things, but the big headline news. 33% of books have been banned in America this year. Weird, right? The 33, that is super duper weird. So we're going to get into him in a moment, because he goes over certain Illuminati members. And in 2018, there was this presidential type alert where they alerted Hawaii on 8-8. And on 8-8 at the 808 area code, right before the helical rising, Hawaii went up in the flames. So there's the alarm system, and that is what is about to be sent out for October. And October is the 8th month. Octothorpe. What is an octothorpe? An octothorpe is the tic-tac-toe. Tic-tac-toe right here, an octothorpe. And this is huge symbolism. Templar symbolism, Masonic symbolism, and a way to talk in secret. It's called the pig pen cipher. We're going to get into that. But first, let's get into what's important, and that is the Queen Beyonce. Beyonce, she was wearing this outfit, and I was like, interesting outfit. It looks very holographic. And recently, Zuckerberg, which means Sugar Mountain, and he purchased the Sugar Mountain up in Hawaii. All the elites live in Hawaii. Oprah, Zuckerberg, Bezos. They all up there. That's where they be doing stuff. And this is him in the metaverse. When you go into Zuckerberg's metaverse and put the Oculus over your eyeballs, it's not just studying your eyeballs and your fears and sending it back, but you turn into this frequency, this holographic frequency. This is him in his most recent interview in the metaverse. And it looks just like Beyonce's outfit, because these fashion shows showcase the new technologies for your subconscious mind. It's priming. It's priming you, getting you ready for the technologies to come. And we've been talking about this. This is what predictive programming is, or Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew doing it. Do the do. Do 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 do. Can't you see it looks the same? It's got that. Look at this. It's got that vibe. Look at the dolphins, the Illuminati dolphins on the checkerboard and the two pillars. Synthwave, I think it's called. What's it called? Dang it. I already forgot what it's called. But we've broken this down, how Beyonce uses Alexander McQueen's robot technologies, and now that is actually happening, whether that is Bad Bunny showing the Tesla bots. You know, everyone loves Tesla and Elon Musk right here, showcasing the new holographic technologies, twerking, or the Grammys showing the CERN quantum computers. This is all priming you to get you ready in the year of the bunny. Here's Bad Bunny in the checkerboards. He wearing the dress, and he's being awarded with the Kardashians. I saw a video saying that Kanye, he's like, oh, the Illuminati took my wife. It's like, nah, you are awarded your wife because you are part of the Illuminati. Now, October 31st, so when, is Halloween. And this is connected to crypto, Bitcoin. Bitcoin's white paper was released on Halloween. October 31st. As you can see, Bitcoin is BTC, which is 223 or 322 backwards. Satoshi became the 33rd richest man in the world. When the world got locked down, the first thing in the HR bill was a CBDC. And that's the only way to get out of the situation we are in with the $33 trillion debt clock. And that's a CBDC or warfare. As you just see, the guy in the Trident country putting Marina Abramović as the ambassador. You can look that up. It's true. That's what he's saying. He wants Marina, the spirit cooking Podesta Clinton chick, to be the ambassador. Just like Rihanna is the ambassador of Barbados and the oldest establishment in Barbados, which is also a Trident, coincidentally enough, is Freemasonry, which is an arm of the crown and an arm of the Templars as well. I'll play a clip real quick of Halloween's importance. Takes place on the eve of November. So when takes place on the eve of November 1st. And this is when Takeoff of the Migos got assassinated. And Ben Crypto Ben
says,
sorry, that was so loud. He says that there's a connection to this guy he's calling out with this Takeoff of the Migos dying and Cardi B and blackmailing her with a sex tape. I mean, it's seriously, it's crazy. To mark the beginning of summer and winter. So When takes place on the eve of November 1st, Halloween, to mark the beginning of summer and winter. This is why the colors are orange and black of the autumn fall. In the 9th century, So When was changed to All Saints Day by the church to end this old holiday. They named it All Hallows Day. And the blend of So When and All Hallows Day is how we ended up with the name Halloween. The old rituals and customs we still practice today in America, dressing up in costumes and trick-or-treating. The mask would hide the ancient Celts from evil spirits, and they offered food to appease the wandering dead. This is why we dress up in masks and give out candy on Halloween. So When is an important day for witches and their calendar and the Satanist. And look, Tupac, he released the Illuminati album on November 5th. That's when Astro World went down and when the top witch, Kris Jenner's birthday, took place as well. Their calendar and the Satanist. So When is important to Bitcoin in the blockchain, as the white paper was released on Halloween. So When is important to the creation of Las Vegas, Sin City. Yeah, Las Vegas, the holiday for Vegas is on Halloween. Halloween was lit in Las Vegas. That was a lot of fun being a kid in Vegas for Halloween. I mean, it got wild. So Ben Armstrong, he said that Bitcoin, we're going to hit the 322,000 mark in 2021. He's on the front lines calling out these big Illuminati people like Bankman and the FTX collapse. He's like the only guy on the front lines doing that. And you know that the elite wouldn't like that. And he was just arrested during this live stream. And It's very crazy. Here's crypto influencer BitBoy flies to Bahamas to question FTX executive Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, all these rituals are banking rituals, just like the Titanic sinking. And while this is all happening, Chase UK is blocking crypto payments or whatever. And look, on top of all this, I don't message anybody. So there's scammers out there that pretend that they're me. And they're getting very smart where they'll even do AI voices. So don't be sending crypto to nobody ever. Just a heads up on any different channel, because this happens to a lot of people. But I know y'all are very smart, and I don't probably need to say that, but since we're on that topic. So Takeoff of the Migos was assassinated, and BitBoy is saying some weird stuff. I'm gonna play that clip real quick.
I am live streaming from Carlos's house.
I gotta keep looking over my back. I thought this is the guy that killed people.
God's got to kill people. Where's he at? Here I am telling the whole story. Carlos says that Mike Will made it and his dad want me dead. He claims that he works directly for the head of the Houston Mafia, Charles Grant. Apparently, Carlos told me that on the last day of the season, before you got your big contract, that Carlos paid off with the Mafia one of the offensive linemen for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This man has single-handedly brought down my entire business. This man, this is the one who TJ and Justin hired. He told me he went out there and roughed up Ben.Eath, fought him and beat him up, and Maxine Waters, a politician, told him to kill Ben.Eath with a fentanyl syringe.
Stop.
Oh, stop. I couldn't hear.
You have a weapon on you.
No, I do not.
Okay. Yep. No weapons.
Where in the car's your gun? That's some crazy stuff. Maxine Waters. Come on. That's what I'd be looking into, is the Illuminati connection to the politicians like Cardi B, who is interviewing Joe Biden, the greatest president that has ever existed, and Bernie Sanders, right? So she wants, this is what a psychopath is a Cardi B. She is like, oh, I want the people. I want to help the poor people. But brokies don't get none of this. That's what she says. It calls the poor people brokies. And then she says that she wants to help them with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That is virtual signaling psychopath. So he's bringing up some wild stuff there. And this whole Tupac case just being revealed, Tupac, these big celebrities passing away, Michael Jackson, all that. And he was saying that this guy knew the guy who killed Takeoff. That's crazy. Who was killed November 1st. So when? Halloween. And I'm looking out for LA Fitness, because LA Fitness was established on November 1st. And it's interesting because LA Fitness, the one out here, they got like signs, creepy signs. I'll take a picture and I'll film it for the next show. But their founding was on November 1st. So I'm looking out for LA Fitness ritual or whatever. Now here's Cardi B and the Migos with the Masonic checkerboards. They're eating on the Masonic checkerboards. There's sex symbolism in it as well, with the orange juice and the Coca-Cola and the way it's shaped in the advertisement. It's crazy, because Ben was also saying that Cardi B was blackmailed by a sex tape by the same guy that he was going over to that house. So this story just gets weirder and weirder, and I'm going to keep on looking into it. That could be a whole video on its own. So McDonald's, this is getting crazy right here. McDonald's, you've probably seen the apple pie with the Masonic compass, just like the Major Melon Mountain Dew got the Masonic compass. Well, old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This goes into sacred vows. Have you ever heard of sacred vows? The EU. This goes back to Gnostic texts. I just did a podcast on my Patreon. Wasn't my best presentation, but it is very interesting. The sacred vows. And the sacred vows is EU. This gets crazy. But we got 1,400 people in here. Before I continue and we keep on going, make sure you smash that like button. Let me see how many people like the video, because we about get crazy. As you can see, we're not even halfway through the crazy information. We haven't even gotten to Trump harnessing alligator sigil magic. We haven't even gone to that part yet, or the Tupac part. So let me check. Let me see how many of y'all like the video, if there's 1,000 likes. We got 1,400 people up in here. Oh, we got a lot of likes. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy. Very happy with the likes. Thank you. This is the time where I catch my breath before we get into the sacred vows of EIO. Yeah, oh, hit that like. Thank you. Homunculus Burgers. It's like, why the F did I not question it before? Machiavelli the Don. Yeah. Tupac renamed himself Machiavelli, which made me buy Niccolo Machiavelli book. And I could not, I didn't understand it. This book right here, you can see I highlighted it. I went to the bookstore and picked this book up back in 2012. And I couldn't read. I could not read. I could read the letters and the words, but I couldn't comprehend what I read. And I picked up this hard book, Machiavelli. It's really not that hard, but it was hard for me at the time. They're saying big words like Medici. What the heck is a Medici? Principalities. I'm like, what the heck is a principality? But I went to the bookstore every day. I was like, I could either go to the gym or the bookstore because it was all or nothing. And I chose going to the bookstore and I read every day and I learned how to read again because of Tupac. Tupac also had the Illuminati, which got me introduced to the word Illuminati as well. So shout out to Tupac. Tupac back. Hit him up. So yeah, this book. I super did. I even did a documentary on it. This was the documentary I did. I don't know where this is. It's either on Rumble or my Patreon. This is back when I had dirty fingernails. Let's see.
Snoop Dogg. In a 1996 MTV interview 3 days before he died. And just look at Snoop Dogg speaking a lot about the Illuminati, talking crap about Jay-Z, a known Illuminati member. Then he passed away. 3 days before his death, he's sitting here with Snoop Dogg in a 1996 MTV.
I gotta be careful with this footage. This was his last video interview. And you can see it's at the Video Music Awards, the VMAs. The VMAs is who will be the next. Whoever's like showcased there is the next celebrities. Like Doja Cat, Machine Gun Kelly.
Interview 3 days before he died. And just look at Snoop Dogg's face. He looks very concerned, like he's not going to say anything because he knows that Tupac is saying things that's going to get him whacked.
If it, exists, you know. If it did exist, Pac, we wouldn't be here. So
right, and if it exists, you know, I'm going to be sitting in New York talking about it. We'll try to be better role models, and y'all try to stop putting that.
Yeah, I can't really play that. Hopefully I could keep it up. But here's Snoop Dogg. He went through the ritual where he was going to get life in prison, and he got out of it. And then he gets awarded with Bitcoin and with these guys. I was going to say a bad word.
So they get blackmail on you when you sign the contract to sell your soul.
Yeah, this video was sick. But I mean, he was in LA and the guy that killed him, that they're coming out saying, was in LA as well. Let me see. And even Tupac got the Sampuco eyes as well that we were covering with Russell Brand. And this was the band cover. This was always funny. But they're showing the humiliation rituals. Just like Machine Gun Kelly was wearing the pink dress. He was showing what was going on. And the connection to Quincy Jones as well. That story. He's saying that Quincy Jones wanted his butt and all that. I mean, it's wild. COINTELPRO. I'm just going through this to see what's up. Yeah, that was a good video. I mean, it gets wild. So let's get into the sacred vows, E-I-E-I-O. And then we'll get back into Tupac. The sacred vows of E-I-O, you hear it in songs like Old MacDonald Had a Farm, E-I-E-I-O. Did anybody know that you're chanting the word of God when you say this? This is where it's stemming back from, the sacred vows of IAO. There's even a DARPA program with the Illuminati pyramid called IAO. These sacred vows go back to this, iota, alpha, and omega. It's pronounced EU, and you can see it. It's the oblate reduplication. So tic-tac-toe, the octothorpe, is spelled I-A-O, tic-tac-toe. Everything goes in this order. I is the beginning, A and O are after it. So you got TikTok, right? Or hip hop or King Kong. It's not the other way around because of the oblaut reduplication that you see right here. Ding dongs, jib jab, kit kat. Everything goes in this order of IAO. But IAO goes back to EO in the Gnostic texts. And even right here, you got the Gnostics with the IAW, which is for EO as well. It goes deep. And here is the Information Awareness Office, the IAO, right here. These are sacred vows. This is magic happening through word magic, grammar, grimoire, magical spells on the language frequency that we talk about. But when music gets involved and these symbols charging these elements, it turns into the next level of mind control. So this symbol of the hashtag, which was the pound sign on the phone as well, or even the musical sharp, you can see it's the octothorpe. In the octothorpe with the eight, but the nine squares, because there's the nine squares in New Haven where Skull and Bones is. There's the nine original Knight Templars. There's nine season of The Office with the 201 episodes and the nine original Udong members of the Udong clan. R.I.P. O.D.B. That's how you actually pronounce Wu-Tang, is Udong. So right here, this system of the tic-tac-toe, which goes with the EO, the IAO, is how New Haven was built, and it equals 15. There's 15 members of Skull and Bones, and there's three going across, three going down. So you got the 33. There's so much to the symbolism, it's wild. And even it's a way to decipher secret codes. Here's the Knights Templar Iron Cross with the four different corners. As you see the portal symbolism right here with the day that music died. Well, there is secret ciphers with little dots that you can speak. And it's called the Pigpen Cipher, Masonic Cipher, or the Templar Cipher, or the Tic-Tac-Toe Cipher. And they're able to speak using this coding. So this is another type of steganography, occult symbolism, speaking and decoding and coding language that I got to look into, because they so many different ways to communicate right in our face. Oh, check it out. That's crazy, right? It's called the Pigpen Cipher. So there's a lot going on with these symbols, like the target symbol is the circumpunk for the first degree of Freemasonry right here, or the sun, the sharp musical notes, the tiptoeing in your Jordans, tiptoeing in my Jordans. Well, here's Doja Cat tiptoeing. Did you know tiptoeing is a sign for Venus? Right here, Venus of Wendeldorf. You can see Venus tiptoeing. That's why Ice Spice and Taylor Swift be tiptoeing. It's Venus symbolism. I'm looking into Russell Square because of Russell Brand and all the different names of Russell. Got Bertrand Russell, which is like Rand, Brand, Russell Brand, Brand, Bertrand Russell, who is the modern father figure of the technocracy age that we're entering. Bertrand Russell, or the 322 Russell Trust Skull and Bones, or Aldous Snow. Just like Aldous Huxley, Aldous Snow. So a lot of different names seem to be connected. But the square, Russell Square, the reason it's called a square is because of the Masonic square and compass. That's why you got a Times Square releasing the RoboCops on the subway stations right here. Or you got the 4 score in 7 years ago. 47, just like the Masonic compass, 47-degree compass. And here's Star Wars a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away. It starts with the blue, and then Star Wars is the yellow. It's the blue and yellow, like the Masonic compass. I mean, this stuff's all over the place. Here's Flash Gordon, and the bad guy has the Masonic compass. And this is who Enoch is based off of through Star Wars. So, and this is the new Star Wars. This guy looks like Elon Musk, and he's blue. In the Illuminati card, there's an Eliza who's blue as well. But we got this phone, October 4th. Look out for that. This is my prediction. Going to do another prediction. So what? I'm going to do it. I don't care. I think that it's going to get sent out at 2:23 because it's 3:22. That's just my prediction on when they're going to send out the cell phone text. I think there's going to be a 3:22 in it. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a 2:22 in it, but they're saying it's going to happen at 2:20. I bet you will be at 2:23 for the 3:22 year of Skull and Bones. So that is my prediction. U.S. debt is at $33 trillion for the first time. 33% of increase in book bans. We see the 33 all over the place. Australia will be cashless by 2025. U.S. is 5 years away from a national death spiral. This came out in 2019, so next year. Chase, there's all this stuff going on in the economy right now for banking rituals for the CBDC. And Marina Abramovic, who does the spirit cooking, might be the ambassador for the Trident, just like Rihanna is the ambassador for the Trident in Barbados. And here she is with Jay-Z. And then you even got Taylor Swift. This is in the news. Taylor Swift's dating this football player, and now he's being awarded with medicine commercials. Here's LA Fitness, November 1st. Let's get into the Don Illuminati. Do it. Always give us your predictions. Yes, I give my predictions. I'm not always right. 1,500 people in here who hasn't smashed the like button for Donut. Thank you, Crypto Beauty. And you wrote button right, and you spelled my name right. Cesium is gold. I wonder if it has something to do with the money ritual. Oh, that's interesting. So, yeah, let me play a clip because we're going to get into the alligators and Trump doing chaos magic, sigil magic, like with Pepe. Oh, I shouldn't say that name. Shouldn't have said the frog's name. But here's Marina Abramovic, Marina, the spirit cooker, telling everyone that Trump is the greatest magician. Interesting video.
No, it's the Trump to be the president. I say, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy and another guy and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So the, actually, he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think about that?
Trump is the magician that's waking us up. That's what Marina, that witch said. And I guess I'll go into this real quick. I was looking at I want to see the new Ninja Turtle movies. Big deal. So what? I want to see it. I like the Ninja Turtles. Go Ninja, go. And the Ninja Turtles, they protect New York, right? Trump is from New York. And my friend, he said that the alligators in the news right now, and I'm like, the Teletubbies, there's been a connection to the cesium element in some YouTube video I heard. And I'm like, man, they got like the same color code. I wonder what's going on there. But alligator, this is trending. Trump just tweeted about the alligator. And if we go back to the origins of the etymology of alligator, it goes back to L in Illy, the Illigator, the Illy, and the Illy, the priesthood of the Illies. Oh man, I should upload that video to YouTube because that video go hard. The Illies, all the words that we use go back to this right here. And the alligator is coming from El, right? The Eli or Elon or the Elohim, the Latin Eli, Illy. I thought that was crazy. So where it is? Where is this? Oh, did I had it all up on another. Oh, I had all the alligator stuff up on another browser. Dang it. I thought I was crushing it. I had it up on it. Trump just tweeted the alligator tweet, and alligators are all over the news right now. You got a woman who just got eaten by an alligator. Somebody who brought an alligator to a game said, "Oh, you can't bring your baby alligator to the game." And this is all over the news, mainstream media news pushing the alligator. So Trump tweeting the alligator, what he is doing is he's tapping into the mental plane of the spirit realm to use that for the magic, which is pretty wild. I can't believe I didn't have them all open. What's wrong with me? They're trying to say that his Mar-a-Lago in Florida, right, the Florida Gators, is only worth $18 million. That's some crazy stuff. It's worth way more. Here's Cardi B, Maxine Waters, the Brokies. That's what Cardi B calls the poor people. So Tupac in the news. Let's play a Tupac thing real quick.
For over 2.5 decades. And ultimately, our persistence in this investigation has paid off. Let me walk you through a timeline of events.
So they're saying this guy is the guy who killed Tupac. That's what they're saying. Tupac is where I learned the Illuminati from, the Killuminati, which was released November 5th, the day Astro World went down, right? November 5th. And it's called the 7-Day Theory. And he was shot, and then 6 days later, making seven, the 7-Day Theory, he died. So it's like he predicted or foreshadowed it in this album. And this album was recorded during the Helical Rising, August 12th, right there. Crazy. I even saw Tupac Outlaws live. They played with Blaze Your Dead Homie, and I saw them live right here, the Outlaws. So that's some crazy stuff right there. And he's got the eyeballs, the Sampuco eyeballs that we've been covering with Russell Brand. Where at the bottom means that they're in danger. And sure, he's looking up, but there's a lot of images of him with this eye as if it was on purpose, the Sampuco eyes. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but I think this is crazy. The 50th year, the 50th year of hip hop, they catch Tupac's killer. The 50th state, Hawaii, who the Las Vegas guy in charge of the Las Vegas event that took place in October. I had just so many weird connections there. And I think it's all connected to the dollar collapsing with 50 Cent, because who's on the 50 Cent is JFK. And he was taken out on a giant trident. And I was warning about the $33 trillion debt. And this is the 32. I didn't think that we were going to hit the 33 this quickly. We hit it in 3 months. Or something like that. 3 months to the $33 trillion, which is Masonic as well. In the $50 bill showing the collapse. A lot of crazy stuff. A lot of crazy stuff. Oh, there it is. Donald Trump suggests feeding migrants to alligators that will work for food. I don't know if that's what he was saying. But he's tweeted the alligators. This is the chaos magic that's in the simulation right now. Alligators are all over the news. You got, see you later, alligator. Emotional support at a Philly game, bringing an alligator. You got a woman getting eaten by an alligator. I mean, this is all over the news. So the alligator is definitely being used. Crocodiles escort a dog to safety in India. Stunning scientist. All this stuff on alligators, crocodiles, or whatever is all over the news. And I believe that is on purpose. Anyway, what are your thoughts? It's Donut. Much love and God bless you.